Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at beautiful Banner Island Ballpark for game two of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we have a great Wednesday night matchup for you between two California League Northern Division foes. It's the Fresno Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports. Game two of this six-game series, and last night, Stockton won their third ever game against the Grizzlies in 3 years here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Ports beat the Grizzlies by a score of 9-5. The Ports had a 5-run seventh inning off of right-hander Carlos Torres, and the Ports came back to beat the Grizzlies 9-5. The Ports are 3-4 against Fresno this season. Last year, Stockton won just 4 games against the Grizzlies. We'll talk a little bit about that more into the broadcast later. So the Grizzlies, though, look for revenge tonight. They are riding a 4-game losing skid, and they will look for the win tonight. And they go to the right-hander in Blake Adams, who comes in with a record of 1-0, a 1.06 ERA. Adams gets the ball tonight for Fresno. He was just named the Rockies Minor League Pitcher of the Month, and he will take on the right-hander in Jake Fenigs, who comes in with a record of 0-1 and 8.64 ERA. Fenigs gets the start for Stockton, projected only about 2-3 innings, depending on the right-hander, and then it'll be Jose De Cochea, who's been probably one of the best pitchers for Stockton this season, if not in the California League. So that is our pitching matchup tonight. The Grizzlies look for revenge. They come with a record of 11-11 through 22 games. They are 3 games back in the California League Northern Division standings behind Modesto and San Jose, who meet later tonight in Excite Ballpark. Stockton come in with a record of 4-18. They are 10 games back of both Modesto and San Jose in the California League Northern Division standings, as these two teams face off in what should be a great battle here this evening. A little bit of chilly night again here in Stockton, California, but we are ready for baseball. Prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies physical performance coach, strength and conditioning coach, Jeremiah Stewart, and boy, we had a lot of fun talking about a bunch of different subjects. Jeremiah from Seattle, that area, so he's a big Mariners fan. Now in California, spent some time at UCLA and now working with the Fresno Grizzlies. So we talked about his journey coming now to Fresno, his family as well, enjoying their time so far in Fresno, California. And then we also talked a little bit about his day-to-day of what he does as a coach with the Grizzlies. And then finally, we talked about the importance of staying healthy, eating active, staying hydrated during the warm weather, and we had a lot of fun talking about it. So our interview with Jeremiah Stewart will be back right after the break. You're listening to the Grizzlies pregame show on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with Grizzly strength coach Jeremiah Stewart in 3, 2, 1. I bring in the strength coach for the Fresno Grizzlies, Jeremiah Stewart. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me here, man. I'm excited to be here. Excited to be a part of the city.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about your upbringing. So you said you're from the Northwest, Seattle, Washington. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, man. I grew up in Magnolia in Seattle, Washington. Went to Ballard High School. Went to a couple of junior colleges in the area before I got sent out here by some guys I met at the gym that were from California, where it's more competitive.
Yeah.
So I took my talents out here.
I love it. Well, I mean, when you're in Seattle, though, that means you went to a lot of Mariners games, and you were a Mariners fan, I'm guessing?
Oh, man. I used to buy tickets. I don't recommend this. I used to buy tickets from scalpers just to stand in left field right over the bullpen to watch games and watch batting practice to see how the guys would move. And I would stand the whole game.
That's awesome.
I loved it, man.
So then, you know, becoming a strength coach is kind of, you know, a really big passion. But when did your passion for becoming a strength coach start?
Yeah, so I would say when I was playing. So I went to a couple of junior colleges down here in Orange County. And I just wanted to get better. You know, baseball from Seattle to here is way different, right? It's night and day.
Yeah.
I was more raw talent than anything, so I had to learn the game and I had to be better.
Yeah.
Essentially, right? And so I went the nutrition route and I went the physical performance route, and that's kind of where it kind of took over when I ended up going to Cal State Fullerton for studied kinesiology, and yeah, that's kind of where.
So you're a Titan, technically.
Yeah, I'm a Titan, man. Tusk up.
Yeah, I mean, that area has so many ball players and has so much talent over there. So then, kind of before you came here, though, too, you were at UCLA. Is that correct?
That's correct, man. So I got to work under Stuart Hart and Wes over there with the men's and women's basketball team. I was technically an intern. We worked crazy buku hours. I always tell this to people. During COVID, Stuart, you know, caught COVID for a little bit, so we had a crazy protocol there.
Yeah.
So I got to be an interim for a little bit.
Yeah.
Before I left to Colgate up in upstate New York.
Yeah.
It was a great, great season over there with those guys, man, and I loved it. It was a great culture, and now I'm a Bruin forever.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people have come out of UCLA as athletes from football, basketball, baseball, but now you're here in Fresno. Tell me about your experiences so far here in the Central Valley.
Oh, man, you know, what's funny is I told Chris when he gave me a call to let me know that, hey, they're looking at me for this spot. And I told him I always wanted to come out to Fresno.
Yeah.
And the reason being is, you know, the College World Series, the Junior College World Series is out here.
Yeah.
So I always wanted to come out here to experience it. I love it, man. It feels like Orange County. I love I have a two-year-old and I have another little girl on the way. And just a great place to raise kids.
Yeah.
I love it. I love this. It's a little bit slower than LA, Los Angeles. And I love that. My wife loves it. She's also excited to be here and be a part of this city.
So you have a two-year-old and one on the way. So
yeah.
I'm guessing you've already started getting them lifting. Is that the case?
I'm laughing, but yes, no, I really am. I take them out here, on my days off every now and then. We just run around on the field and,
yeah,
you know, whatever he decides to do, whether sports or something more cognitive, I am okay with that. But you have to exercise. You have to work out.
Well, tell the fans a little bit what your day-to-day looks like.
Yeah, so just a regular work day. You know, I get in here as early as I can to set up the gym, to prep it. A lot of the prepping comes in the night before, so getting the guys ready for, obviously, what their schedule like with me is going
right.
to be, as far as conditioning with the pitchers and lifting with the position players. We get in here early. Try to get in here before them.
Yeah.
We get to it. You know, we talk. There's some guys that have early work, so we sneak them in a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Than normal. And then when they're on the field, if there's some guys that want to sneak in during the day, we get them in there. Yeah, man. And then we get to enjoy some baseball, man. So when the game starts,
which is the best
day's
part.
Over. But yeah, so I also have the duties of ordering food, and so I try to get local shops around the area for pregame and postgame. And we do that, man, and, you know, it's just been a blast.
You know, a lot of people don't really realize how important it is stretching. I know that Caleb Franzen talked about it. Can you tell the fans a little bit the importance of stretching when it comes to even before you lift or before you run?
Yeah, so, and that's not even for the athlete, right? That's for the general population, right?
Yeah.
You want to have mobility. We take a holistic approach here. We want you to obviously be strong, but also longevity as an athlete. And just if you're listening to this as an individual, right? So you want to have that range of motion, mobility. You don't want to be stiff. We don't move like robots.
Yeah.
Just to make, you know, just to speak in layman terms. And just all around that movement for what you're going to do on the field, right? We want to replicate that and have you ready and ready to go.
And you talked that you know, get food. So how important is eating healthy for these athletes, but also for the common person as well?
So a big thing back then, man, that kind of stuck with me is a subpar meal. Excuse me. Let me start back. We're going to cut that. So something that stuck with me back then when I was in college was a great meal, a great diet, a great meal plan will not make an average athlete elite.
Yeah.
But a subpar meal plan diet will make an elite athlete average.
Yeah.
He has the capabilities of doing that. But, again, just as far as, like, recovery and just being ready to go and refueled, it's monumental, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, to stay hydrated, to stay fueled up. The rest obviously comes into play, again, taking that holistic approach of, you know, whether it's range of motion, whether it's strength and conditioning, obviously, and rest and refueling.
You know, now you've been in California for a little bit, too, and the last thing I want to talk about is trying to stay hydrated with the heat.
Yeah. So not to go into too much details on what we do, but, yeah, absolutely, man, making sure these guys are rested. It's starting to get, you know, the temperature out there starting to rise. And, you know, we're still early, 20 games in roughly.
Yeah.
So how that's going to impact us later on, like in August.
Yeah.
Right? Just the ground and pound. And, again, that's why it's so important that these guys refuel and get their rest in.
You know, we always appreciate hearing those kind of things. Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah. Hey, Fresno, man, we love being here. And these guys are working their butts off in the gym. And we hope that you guys keep on supporting us and keep on coming out.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for Game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. A chilly Wednesday evening, but a perfect night for Grizzlies baseball. As Fresno looks to end their four-game skid, they give the ball to the right-hander Blake Adams. And he will take on the Stockton right-hander and Jake Fenix. We'll talk more about that matchup during the broadcast. But I want to give a big thank you to our strength coach, our physical performance coach, and Jeremiah Stewart, who was so much fun to talk to. We talked a little bit about everything. And remind you guys, fans, stay hydrated when it gets warm during the summer. Make sure you guys are stretching. Make sure you guys are eating healthy. And again, we thank Jeremiah Stewart for joining us on the pregame show. With that being said, it's time for tonight's starting lineups. And first, we'll start with the visiting in your Fresno Grizzlies, who come with a record of 11-11, 500 through 22 games. And under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his starting lineup. Batting first, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting second, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting third, the third baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fifth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting eighth, the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 17, Blake Adams, who comes in with a record of 1-0, a 1.06 ERA. So again, for Fresno under manager Steve Solis, Snyder, Ritter, Perez, Betancourt, Bugarin, Huff, Kelly, Andrews Jr., and Mendez. And now it's time for the starting lineups for the hometown Stockton Ports under manager, first-year manager Gregorio Petit, the former Major League infielder. The Ports come in with a record of 4-18, and here's their lineup. Batting first, the right fielder, number 9, Clark Elliott. Batting second, the DH, number 12, Brian Buelvas. Batting third, the left fielder, number 8, Colby Thomas. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 28, Tommy Stevenson. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 7, Brennan Malone. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 3, Henry Bolte. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 4, Jose Mujica. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 6, TJ Schofield Sam. And batting ninth, the shortstop, number 5, B.J. Cook. And on the bump for Stockton is the right-hander, number 22, Jake Fenix, who comes with a record of 0-1, an 8.64 ERA. And he gets the ball tonight for Stockton against the Fresno Grizzlies. So once again, it'll be Elliott, Buelvas, Thomas, Stevenson, Malone, Bolte, Mujica, Schofield, Sam, Cook, Fenix on the bump as they take the field. A beautiful night for baseball, 58 degrees, and now it's time for tonight's national anthem.
2023, we lost our brother, Brian Dennis Finney, a civic-minded citizen and a most perfect gentleman. Rest in peace, Brian. Fans, now to perform our national anthem, Lewis Oren.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
a great national anthem to get us started for Wednesday night baseball here in Stockton, California at beautiful Banner Island Ballpark. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we have a great matchup for you between the Fresno Grizzlies and the Stockton Ports. Stockton took game one of the series last night by a score of 9-5. Fresno riding a four-game losing streak, and they only lost their third game ever since joining the California League here at Banner Island Ballpark. So the Grizzlies look to get back on the right track against Stockton right-hander Jake Fenix, and he will take on Snyder, Ritter, Perez, Betancourt, Bugarin, Huff, Kelly, Andrews Jr., and Mendez for Fresno. A beautiful night, a little bit chilly as well, 58 degrees, overcast skies, 5 mile per hour winds out to center field. The Grizzlies tonight, they are wearing their gray jerseys, gray pants. They're in their black caps, the F slash on the front of those black caps as well. While Stockton back in their jerseys from last night, the white unis with the white jersey or the white pants, the white unis. They're wearing a little bit of red sleeves as well on those white unis. They are in their red caps with the red bill as well. Stockton and Fresno are getting set for first pitch here at Banner Island Ballpark. The home plate umpire tonight is Tatum Littleton, and over on the bases is David Sabal. As we get set for first pitch, boy, are we excited for this action tonight. Jake Snyder will lead things off against the right-hander and Jake Fenix, an 0-1 record, an 8.64 ERA. As we get set for baseball, Jake Fenix, the 23-year-old, a 13th round draft pick by the Athletics. He takes on Blake Adams, a 13th round draft pick as well for Fresno. So a battle of 13th round draft picks. Fenix will work from the stretch. Here's the first pitch. And it's a high chopper, and it's going to go foul down the left field line. And we are underway with that first pitch. Count 0-1 to Jake Snyder. Snyder's had a very good season so far, and he has been on a tear. 2-for-5 last night with 2 runs scored. Snyder batting .344 with a .917 OPS. No home runs. His 5 at-bats and 2 runs last night, career highs for him as the 0-1 pitch is on the inner part of the plate for a strike. And the count now at 0-2. Tonight's first pitch, by the way, it's 7:05 p.m. 7:05 p.m. As the 0-2 now from Fenix. And it swung on and missed. Snyder down on strikes. Good pitch, high and away. One batter, one strikeout, one out. It'll bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. So Ryan Ritter now to the plate. And Ritter, night off last night, so first game in this series. Ritter pretty much all over the California League hitting leaderboard. Tied for first in homers. Tied for second in walks. Third in slugging percentage as the first pitch is inside. The count at 1-0. Tied for third in extra base hits. Tied for fourth in total bases. Tied for sixth in OPS. Tied for eighth in RBI. Here's the 1-0, and Ritter takes a ball inside, and the count at 2-0. But that big number, tied for first in home runs. Six home runs this year by Ritter. Tops on the Grizzlies. As the 2-0 now from Fenix to Ritter. Here's the pitch, and it's a high pop-up. It's going to drift into foul territory, and the count now at 2-1. Ryan Ritter, a fourth-round draft pick in 2022 out of the University of Kentucky, known for his defense, but the bat has come around. Ritter had a 12-game hit streak just last week. It did end, but has reached base safely in every game over his past 16 games, and he started the year 0-14. Here's the 2-1, and that pitch is high. The count at 3-1. So Ritter's batting average now at .246, a .967 OPS. And he continues to drive the baseball. He'll get a 3-1 offering here from Fenix, way up for him. And here's the pitch. And it is a fastball that clips the outer half of the plate. And the count full. Ritter initially wanted to go after it, but held up. The count now at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Just underway here at Stockton, California at Banner Island Ballpark. As Fenix looks in again. 3-2, 4 seconds on the time clock. 3-2, here's the pitch, and it's grounded foul towards the third base coach and Steve Solis. He's also the Grizzlies manager. The first base coach is Cesar Galvez, the bench coach for Fresno. Nice hands right there from Steve Solis catching that foul ball. And the count now at 3-2 to Ritter. Here's the offering, and swung on and missed. And just like that, two batters, two outs, two strikeouts for Fenix. And with two away will be the third baseman and Andy Perez. Perez last night, 2-for-3, a triple, double, and 3 RBI. Tied his career high in triples, had season highs in doubles, triples, and RBI. The 3 RBI tied for the most by a Grizzlies batter this season. Here's the first pitch to him. It's a line drive to left center field, and it's going to get down. Andy Perez continues to hit as that ball gets away from the center and left fielder, and Andy Perez will glide into second base. And now the question is there going to be a single and an error? Is there going to be a double for Perez? Either way, now a runner in scoring position with two outs, and it'll bring up the designated hitter in Bryant Betancourt. Perez, first pitch hunting, and he gets on there. Perez ranks tied for second in triples and tied for fifth in RBI in the California League. And he will get on base there. Here's the pitch to Betancourt, and it's outside, but it's called a strike, and the count at 0-1 to Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt, an RBI single in last night's contest. And now an opportunity to give the Grizzlies an early lead here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 0-1 to Betancourt, and it's low for a ball, and the count now 1-1. Good eye right there from Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt was at first base last night. He's the DH tonight. He also will do some catching in this series. Last year in the DSL, hit 11 homers. He's still searching for his first one here in Fresno. One ball, one strike, and here's the pitch. And it is outside, the count at 2-1. Good location there from Fenix, who comes in with a record of 0-1. An 8.64 ERA. By the way, that Perez hit has been officially ruled as a double. So it's a double for Perez, so a two-out double for him. That's his second in the series. He is now 3-for-4 with 3 extra base hits in the series. So the first hit of the game is off the bat of Perez. So now Betancourt will wait for the mound visit here. The count is 2-1 to Bryant Betancourt. I guess Jake Fenix wears number 22 on the back of his white jersey. P-F-E-N-N-I-G-S, Fenix. Here's the pitch. And that's a high fly ball out to left field, but it's going to be playable for the left fielder, Thomas, and he will make the catch. Andy Perez, a two-out double. He's left-stranded. Port's coming to bat. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FraserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the first, no score between Fresno and Stockton. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing earned drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold has live entertainment inside the Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. That's right, the Firehouse Lounge. Every Saturday evening, you must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. We're a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. Right-hander Blake Adams gets the ball for the Grizzlies, and he will take on Clark Elliott to lead things off. As the right-hander will work from the full windup, here's his first pitch to Elliott. And it's a fastball low. The count at one ball and no strikes to Clark Elliott. 92 right there from Adams. And the count at 1-0. Adams, a 1-0 record, a 1.06 ERA. As the 0-1 dances on the outer part of the plate for a strike. And the count at 1-1. A 1-0 record, a 1.06 ERA. Fourth start for Adams. Here's the 1-1, and it's a high fly ball foul. Looked like an off-speed pitch there from Adams. The count at 1-2. Blake Adams just won the Rockies Minor League Pitcher of the Month. A big congratulations to Adams. He was told just the other day from manager Steve Solis, as that pitch is high, and the count at 2-2. And Adams, he deserved every bit of it. 12 scoreless innings in a row from him. And again, a 1-0 record, a 1.06 ERA. That's a line drive out to left field. And it's going to get down for a base hit. Elliott rounds first, and he is there. It's more of a pop-up than a line drive from Elliott. Either way, it's a single and a leadoff runner here against Adams. And I'll bring up the DH and Brian Buelvas. Blake Adams, four pitches, a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. Mainly works those first three. The changeup will work in progress, but throws pitches all for strikes. As here's the pitch, and that is inside of Buelvas, the DH, and the count at one ball, no strikes. Adams, as we said, has worked 12 straight scoreless innings, back-to-back appearances without allowing a run. As here's the 1-0, and that is swung on and missed, the count at 1-1. Against Brian Buelvas. But Blake Adams, very, very good pitcher. As there goes the runner. The pitch is a called strike. The throw, it is in time, and he is out. Elliott caught stealing. It goes 2-4 on the put out. Great tag there from Mendez. And just like that, Elliott is out for the first out. And Buelvas now It's 2-1 to him. I believe it's actually 1-2. I think they called that a strike. Either way, here's the pitch to Buelvas. And that is a check swing. Did he go around? No, says David Sobol, the base umpire. And now Adams tries to get back in the count here. As here comes the pitch from Adams, and it is called strike three. Adams gets Buelvas looking on a perfectly placed pitch on the outer part of the plate. Two outs now, first K for Adams. And he'll bring up the left fielder and Colby Thomas. Blake Adams, 6'2", 215 pounds. He is 22 years old from Springdale, Arkansas. Here comes the pitch. And it is low in the count at 1-0. We'll talk more about Adams in this broadcast. But the right-hander so far so good. Here's the 1-0 to Thomas. And that's a ground ball. It's going to be a tough play for the third baseman Perez. Over to first in time. And just like that, Blake Adams has himself a clean first inning. We head to the second. Grizzlies Ports, not up at zero. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We are in the top of the second inning. No score between Fresno and Stockton. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here in the top of the second, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Fenix back out, and the first pitch to Boo Green is lifted foul and out of play, and the count at no balls and a strike. Second game in May, May 3rd. Game 2 of this 6-game series between Fresno and Stockton. A chilly night here in Stockton, California. Here comes the 0-1 to Bougarine. That is outside. And the count now at 1-1. From the right-hander, Jake Fenix. Fenix back out for his second inning of work. Had a clean first inning. And here's the pitch. And it's fouled off. And the count at 1-2 from Fenix. Fenix, like Adams, was a 13th round draft pick by the Athletics in 2022. The 23-year-old went to Oregon State University. He is 6'7", 215 pounds, and he gets Boo Green swinging right there. Great pitch there from Fenix. Three strikeouts now. And he'll bring up the catcher in Cody Huff. And as we said, 6'7", 215, born on September 9th, 1999, so 23 years old. He's from Post Falls, Idaho. Yes, there's the pitch, and it's outside to Huff, but it's called a strike. And the count at 0-1. Last year split time between the ACL and Stockton, as that pitch is lifted and fouled, and the count at 0-2 to Cody Huff. Fenix, the Grizzlies have seen him a couple times this season. And he's mix between a starter and a reliever this year so far for Stockton, as that pitch is outside. Good location. The count at 1-2. This is his sixth game overall, his third start. 8 1/3 innings so far, 8 strikeouts, a 1.92 whip. As here comes the pitch, and it's outside. And the count now at 2-2. Full name is Jacob Dustin Fenigs. And a big thing for him has been control. Here's the 2-2, as that's a ground ball. That's going to go to the second baseman. It's going to be a tough play, but Malone does it for the out. It'll be 4-3 on that put out. And with two outs, bring up the first baseman in Parker Kelly. For Fenigs, though, this year, on April 12th in Chukchansey Park, he got the loss after giving up 3 runs over an inning and a third. Allowed 2 hits and walked 3, struck out a pair as well. And then pitched again on April 16th at Fresno. 3 innings of 3-run baseball, 1 of them were earned. 2 hits, 2 walks, and no strikeouts. He also has 2 games pitched against Modesto and 1 game against Visalia. So a third game already against the Grizzlies this season. Here's the pitch. It's outside of Kelly. The count at 1-1, I believe. So 1-1 to Kelly. Here's the pitch, and it is inside. And the count now at 2-1 to Parker Kelly. But a big frame in Jake Fenigs. It's been the most consistent I've seen him so far against these Grizzlies hitters. Here's the 2-1, and that is outside. And the count now at 3-1. Big frame, though. 6'7". He is the tallest pitcher among the Stockton roster this season. Jake Garland at 6'5". Charlie Cherney also at 6'5". That's a high chopper foul. Yeah, Charlie Cherney is also 6'5". He would also be the tallest pitcher on the Grizzlies roster. The tallest pitcher on the Grizzlies roster, I believe, is Carlos Torres and Felix Ramirez, both at 6'4". Here comes the 3-2, and that is a beautiful breaking ball, and Kelly is caught looking to end the inning. 1-2-3 for Fenigs as we head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the second inning, no score between Fresno and Stockton. Blake Adams back on the bump for Fresno. Game 2 of this 6-game series between California League Northern Division foes. The Grizzlies have won 4 of the 7 games so far this season between the two teams. As Tommy Stevenson will lead things off against Blake Adams. Stevenson did not play last night, a 125 batting average, a 542 OPS for the righty and first baseman. And Stevenson, here comes Adams' first pitch, and it's a ground ball foul towards the on-deck circle, and they count it no balls and a strike. The Grizzlies and the Ports continue their 6-game series tonight. As here's the 0-1, and it's a high fly ball. It's going to drift, possibly into foul territory. Kelly will give it chase and let it go foul. And they count it 0-2. This is the second of 5 series between the clubs in 2023, and the first of 2 sets here in Stockton. The Grizzlies are 47-14, 4-3 this year, all time against the Ports with a 22-3 record here at Banner Island Ballpark. The problem is the Grizzlies are 0-1 this year. Here's the 0-2, and that pitch is inside. Did he go around? No, says the base umpire, and the count at 1-2. Last season, Fresno went 26-4 against these Ports. Here's the 1-2, and it's a breaking ball in there called strike three. A great spot right there, and Stevenson is caught looking. Second punch out now for Blake Adams, and it'll bring up the second baseman in Brennan Malone. But the 26 wins last year broke the team record for the most victories against an opponent in a single season. And in those 26-4 record, as that pitch is lifted foul by Malone, the count at 0-1, there was a 123 run differential, 239-116. Here comes the pitch, and it's a high little blooper. It's going to be a tough play for Mendez to get there, and the center fielder Boo Green will race up there, but is not caught. And it's a one-out single for Malone. Second hit now for Stockton. He'll bring up the center fielder Henry Bolte, who had a good game last night. A big two RBI single for him, or double for him. So Bolte to the plate. So the Grizzlies have found a lot of success against Stockton, but this year, you know, new teams, different story, different year, different weather. As here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball in there, and the count at 0-1. And the Grizzlies so far hold a 4-3 record over the Ports, but the Ports, only four total wins, and three of them are against the Grizzlies. They've already picked up one win here at Banner Island. That's a line drive base into right field. Over the first baseman, Kelly. That gets into the corner. Now rounding third is going to stop there. It's a one-out double for Bolte, and now two runners in scoring position. Bolte to second, Malone a third. And he'll bring up the catcher in Jose Mujica. As now, big chance for Mujica to give the Ports an early lead. But the Grizzlies and the Ports have battled over their two series so far. The Grizzlies won the series at Chukchansey Park, taking 4 of 6, but Stockton winning last night. But all those games at Chukchansey Park were close. A couple 5-4 affairs where Stockton won. And then the finale was a 12-11 barn burner in extra innings that the Grizzlies won. So teams are playing a lot of close games. It's been a lot of fun to watch. And here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. And the count at 0-1. Good fastball there from Adams. And his 13 scoreless inning streak right now in jeopardy. As the count is at 0-1. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball swung on and missed by Mujica, and the count at 0-2. That was disgusting there from Adams. Good location there from the curveball, I believe. Maybe a slider. A 24.87 spin rate on the RPMs right there from Adams. So count quickly 0-2. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball, and it is swung on and missed. A big strikeout there for Adams, his third of the contest. Went right back to Uncle Charlie. And with two away, here's the third baseman in TJ Schofield Sam. So Adams, a big K. He's now has three so far. First one that swung on and missed. And now TJ Schofield Sam, a popular player here for Stockton. He's been with the Ports a couple seasons now. As that is swung on miss, another breaking ball down in the zone blocked by Huff, and the count at 0-1. And if the Grizzlies can hold the Ports here, it'll be a huge stat as well. Opponents are 6-0 when they score first against the Grizzlies on the road this season. As here's the 0-1, it's foul ball and heads up over there. That was, oh my goodness, Gregorio Petit, the manager, almost had his legs taken out in the third base coaching box. He was up more down the line than what most coaches would have there. And the count now 0-2. So the count now 0-2. I believe that's Ruben Escalera, the assistant hitting coach. That is called strike three. A fastball perfectly painted, and Adams is out of the jam. Two base runners left on, and the Grizzlies and Ports will be scoreless heading to the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the third inning, the Grizzlies and the Ports knotted up at zero. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts to make your next stay possible. Hotels all across the United States as well. New amenities and new great opportunities for you. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. And we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts here in the top of the third. E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off for Fresno against Jacob Fenix. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, is high for a ball. And the count at one ball and no strikes. From the right-hander and Jake Fenix. As E.J. Andrews Jr. at the plate. Actually, the first pitch was called a strike. So the count at actually 0-1 as that pitch is low. Now the count at one ball and one strike. And the Grizzlies have a plethora of players ranked among the top 10 of the California League hitting leaderboard. And E.J. Andrews part of that group. As here comes the 1-1, and that's a foul ball. And the count at 1-2. Andrews Jr. is tied for fourth in homers with four. And the man on deck, Luis Mendez, also part of it. We'll tell you about that once he comes up to the plate. Jake Snyder, Ryan Ritter, Andy Perez all on there as that pitch is low. And the count now at two balls and two strikes to Andrews Jr. And Andrews Jr. loves this ballpark. Had actually the majority of his home runs from last year. Two of his three here at this ballpark. Loves this place. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a high fly ball to center field. Racing back is the center fielder. It is going to be caught on the warning track by Bolte for the first out. Andrews Jr. gave it a ride, but he is retired. It goes F8 on the put out. I'm going to bring up the second baseman, Luis Mendez. And as we told you, he is on the leaderboard as well. He is tied for second in walks with 16 and sixth in on-base percentage at .443. A very good nine-hole hitter here for Steve Solis's club. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball fouled off in the count at 0-1. Mendez, over six games against Stockton this year, has walked 10 times. He has also scored 9 runs, and one of them includes a walk-off wild pitch. Here's the pitch to Mendez. It's inside. And the count at 1-1. And Mendez initially wanted to go after that one. Initially had the wrist coming through on that one. But he stayed back. And the count now at 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And it is low. And the count at 2-2. And Fenix trying to nip the corner here. But the good eye there from Luis Mendez. Probably one of my favorite things is the eye and plate discipline from Mendez. Here's the pitch, and it's a line drive to left center field. It is going to get down, and Mendez has himself a one-out single. Second hit for Fresno as Mendez reaches. And I'll bring up the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. So Mendez with a big hit there. And it will go now to the top of the lineup in Jake Snyder, who also is on that California League hitting leaderboard. Ranked second in on-base percentage with .474. Fifth in batting average at .344. Tied for eighth in runs with 15. And ninth in OPS at .917. As he swings and the pitch is a strike and the count at 0-1. So Snyder, four different categories he's ranked among the hitting leaderboard in the California League. It's been a nice, pleasant surprise. And now, hitting at the top of the lineup. Here's the pitch, and it swung on a miss. Good pitch there from Fenix. And the count quickly at 0-2. And Snyder's had a lot of success against Stockton as well, like Mendez, who's at first base. He has scored a bunch and has walked as many times as well. 6 games worth, he's hitting over 400. As here's the 0-2 against Jake Snyder. As Mendez leads from first, here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball inside. And the count at 1-2 as the fans wanted a strikeout there. Top of the third inning, no score here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies and the Ports. Both teams have a couple hits. Fresno with 2, Stockton with 3. As here's the 1-2, and it swung on and missed, and Snyder down on strikes for the second time. That is the 5th punch out now for Fenix. 2 outs in the third, and will bring up the shortstop, Ryan Ritter. And as we said, Ritter tied for first in homers, tied for second in walks, third in slugging percentage, tied for third in extra base hits, tied for fourth in total bases. Tied for 6th in OPS. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive. Caught! What a catch by the third baseman, Schofield Sam, to make the play and end the inning. Ritter robbed of extra bases as we head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at beautiful Banner Island Ballpark. Bomb the third inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Game 2 of 6 between Fresno and Stockton. Wednesday night baseball, a chilly evening here in Stockton, but again, a great barn burner of a game. Minko Abbott and Le Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And here in the bottom of the third, we thank Minko Abbott and Le Provence for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch to BJ Cook is fouled off in the count at 0-1 from Blake Adams. And again, we thank Minko Abbott and Le Provence for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 0-1 from Blake Adams, and it is low in the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. Blake Adams is 6'2", 215 pounds. Coming into tonight's contest, a 1-0 record, a 1.06 ERA. Fourth start in a Grizzlies uniform as that pitch is a ball in the count at 2-1. He bats right, throws right. Last year, played for the ACO Rockies and also at Kansas State, where he was a 13th round draft pick, pick number 386 in 2022. As that pitch is called a strike and the count at 2-2. The 22-year-old, born on September 11th, 2000, is from Springdale, Arkansas. He's in his second professional season. Here comes the 2-2. Swung and missed. Great pitch down in the zone and Cook down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Cook, or for Adams, and he'll bring up the right fielder in Clark Elliott. And both starting pitchers have 5 strikeouts apiece, as Clark Elliott will stride to the plate. He is 1-for-1 with a single and was caught stealing as well back in the first. But again, Blake Adams, a product of Kansas State University. He was drafted in his junior season as that is swung on and fouled off. And the count at 0-1. But Blake Adams has had a great 2023 season so far. This is his fourth start, second on the road. His most previous outing came on April 26th against San Jose, as that's a high chopper. It's going to be the second baseman, Mendez. A double clutch. He throws it in time for the out. The speedster Elliott is retired for the second out of the inning. Now bringing up the DH and Brian Buelvas. So on April 26th versus San Jose, Adams had a no decision after six scoreless innings. Allowed three hits and no walks while striking out six. And by the way, Adams has now 14 scoreless innings in a row. Here comes the pitch from Adams. And it's a fastball swung on and missed by Buelvas. And the count at 0-1. And the Grizzlies won that 3-1 start most recently against San Jose where Adams pitched. As here comes the 0-1 and it's in the dirt. And the count now at 1-1. But this is not the first time that Adams has seen the ports. On April 12th. Adams got the win against Stockton after five innings of two-run ball, allowed eight hits and no walks while striking out four, as that pitch is high and the count at 2-1. The Grizzlies won 14-2 in that game, probably the best win for Fresno this season. As here comes the 2-1, and that's a great breaking ball, and the count now at 2-2. Ho-ho-ho! 80 miles per hour with a 25-19 spin rate. The RPM's looking good there from Adams. And now the count at 2-2. But Adams also had a scoreless six innings of work on April 19th at Rancho Cucamonga. And here comes the 2-2 from Adams. And it's grounded foul. And despite the Grizzlies losing 2-0, Adams was named California League Pitcher of the Week from April 17th through the 23rd. A career-high six scoreless innings. Didn't allow a hit until a Chris Newell two-out single in the sixth. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off at the plate. We'll do it again at 2-2. He finished allowing just that one hit, two walks, and a career-high 10 strikeouts. The most strikeouts by a Grizzlies pitcher this season. And over his first three starts of the season, 17 innings pitched, 12 hits, two runs, both earned. He has walked two as that pitch is fouled off and a great battle ensuing between Adams and Buelvas. And he struck out 20, a 1-0 record, a 1.06 ERA, and a 0.82 whip, which now earned him Rockies Minor League Pitcher of the Month. Here's the 2-2 and a breaking ball fouled off by Buelvas. And they continue to battle eight pitches now in this at-bat, so the ninth one ensuing. So Adams, a 1-0 record, a 3.60 ERA against Stockton this year. But since that start against Stockton, it's pretty much been lights out. Here's the 2-2, and it's a high pop-up with a lot of wind. The shortstop Ritter's going to call everybody off, and he will make the catch. A 1-2-3 inning for Blake Adams. He has now 15 consecutive scoreless innings. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. No scores. We head to the top of the fourth between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Right-hander Jacob Fenix still on the bump, as he will take on Andy Perez, Bryant Betancourt, and Jesus Bugarin. Perez tied for second in triples with 3 and tied for 5th in RBI with 14 in the California League. And he is 1-for-1 with a double back in the first inning. As he will take on the right-hander Jacob Fenix, who initially was only going to go 3 innings, but he's looked fantastic as the first pitch is inside. And the count at 1-0. And we're here at Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. A very chilly evening, 58 degrees, and it's continuing to get a little colder as the 1-0 is fouled off by Perez in the count of 1-1. I don't think Perez wanted that pitch. Took a very bad swing on the inner part of the plate. The count of 1-1. But a beautiful ballpark here in Stockton, California, as the 1-1 is low. And the count now at 2-1. If you've never been to Stockton, it's about a 2-2.5 hour drive from Fresno. So an easy journey over here to Stockton, as here comes the 2-1. And it's a high fly ball. It's going to drift in a shallow right field. It's actually going to be the second baseman in Malone making the play. So Perez retired for the first down. He'll bring up the DH in Bryant Betancourt. And there's now action. I think that's DiCochea in the Stockton bullpen. But this ballpark, beautiful ballpark. 300 down the left field line. There was plenty of corporate sponsorship ads on the wall. As that's a called strike to Bryant Betancourt. And you head down to left center field where you'll see both bullpens. The Stockton bullpen on the left. The Fresno bullpen on the right next to a Michelob Ultra signage. As here comes the 0-1 to Betancourt, and it's outside, and the count now at 1-1. And beyond that, you see some areas where fans can go by and walk through. Not a lot of fans back there, but if you want to check out the bullpens, you can go back there. A big scoreboard out in left field as that pitch is inside and low, and the count at 2-1. You can see the lineups. You can see Betancourt's big headshot on there as well. You can see the score, the line score below those two items. Here comes the 2-1, and that is low, and the count now at 3-1. You head out to center field, and you see that big pitch clock timer that's currently counting down. They'll actually reset it here. And then in just right center field, it says 399, so about 400 or so to dead center. And then you go all the way to right field, and it's another short porch, about 300 feet as well to right field, as that pitch is high, and Betancourt will draw a one-out walk. First walk issued by Fenix, and it'll bring up the center fielder, Jesus Bouguerin. But this ballpark has two short porches out in left and right field. And so there's a lot of offense, a lot of home runs that get hit here. And I know that E.J. Andrews Jr., for instance, has taken advantage of it, and he loves it, he says. And with that being said, we're going to love it. We're going to have a pitching change, as Jake Fenix has done for the evening, and we'll have a new right-hander. It's probably Jose DiCochea. We'll give you that right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand-new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're still in the top of the fourth inning. No score between Fresno and Stockton. And the Ports go to a new pitcher. It's the right-hander, number 21, Aaron Cohn, who will actually take over here for Jake Fenix. As the right-hander now will face Jesus Bugarin. Here's the pitch, and it's an off-speed pitch in there for a strike. The count of no balls and one strike. Cohn, an 0-1 record, a 2.35 ERA. This is his ninth game out of the bullpen. One of the leaders on the California leaderboard in appearances. Here's the 0-1. It's a breaking ball, and Bugarin skies it out to center field. It's going to be a tough play. It's going to be caught by the second baseman in Malone for the second out. And with two away, we'll bring up the catcher in Cody Huff. So Cohn looks like he'll just try to finish up these two-thirds and give a clean frame for Jose De Cochea. Now he's in the bullpen. But Aaron Cohn has 7 2/3 scoreless innings, or 7 2/3 innings of 5-run baseball, only 2 earned run. As here comes the first pitch to Huff, and it's a breaking ball low, and the count of 1-1, no strikes. Cohn, this is his second professional season. Wears number 21 on the back of his jersey. Bats right and throws right. 6 feet, 195 pounds. Born on October 30th, 1998. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball in there. The count at 1-1. 78 miles per hour right there from Cohn. He's from Tampa, Florida. It was a non-drafted free agent. In 2021, undrafted free agent signed by the Athletics. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, but it's called a strike. 85 miles per hour, and the count at 1-2. The Grizzlies have seen the right-hander in Cohn this year, and have had somewhat success against him. A very good strike thrower, though, in Cohn. And the ERA shows that itself. Here's the 1-2, and a breaking ball, and it's going to get away from the catcher, Mujica. Up to second goes Betancourt. Great read. And I believe they're going to give that a wild pitch on that. So now a runner in scoring position with two away as Huff looks for the RBI base hit. So two balls and two strikes to Cody Huff, the catcher. From the right-hander, and Aaron Cohn. Who looks in, has the pitch he likes. He'll come set. And here comes it. And it's a line drive foul towards Cesar Galvez, the bench coach at first base, who was galloping behind, trying to make sure he could get in front of that baseball. The count remains at 2-2. To Cody Huff. Huff last night, 1-for-3 in RBI double. He also scored a run and walked. And he broke out of a little bit of a schneid that he was in. He hadn't hit safely in 29 straight at-bats before that RBI double. Here's the 2-2, and that is outside. And the count now full 3-2 as Parker Kelly waits on deck. Cody Huff has one RBI. He also has been very good at the plate all season long, though, for the Grizzlies. A lot of fun watching him during BP today, too, as here comes the 3-2. And that's a breaking ball inside, and Huff will draw a two-out walk. Second walk this inning, first by Cohn. And now first and second for Parker Kelly. Kelly, one home run, two RBI. As the Grizzlies trying to get on top here. No score here in the top of the fourth at Banner Island Ballpark. A chilly evening. A lot of people in jackets. Decent crowd this evening as well. As here comes the pitch, and it's high for a ball, and the count at 1-1 and no strikes. Here in the top of the fourth. And we were talking about Banner Island Ballpark, how beautiful it is. So if you ever want to take a trek from Fresno or want to take a trek somewhere in the Central Valley, or if you want to make a road trip out here as well. Well, this ballpark is gorgeous, beautiful seating, right pretty much close up to the fence in the dugout, so you get that really good fan-to-player experience. And as we said, it's kind of a big circle around this ballpark. I took a lap around just the other day and got around this ballpark. You really can go anywhere. You have the waterfront out behind left field as that pitch is inside, the count at 2-0. The waterfront's right there, a beautiful backdrop. The University of Pacific is right here as well. good food options. Banner Island Ballpark, a beautiful ballpark here in Stockton. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball, and the count now at 3-0. And Cone way behind here. He's trying to get out of this mini jam. Now, of course, I love Banner Island Ballpark. I mean, they treat us very well here, but can't go wrong with what Chick Chansey Park has to offer. I can tell you that, folks. Here comes the 3-0, and that is a breaking ball in there. And the count now at 3-1. That was 78 miles per hour from Cone. So count at 3-1 is the right-hander. Starts very low, kind of a Craig Kimbrell setup as he comes set right here. And now here comes a 3-1 offering to Kelly, and it is in there for a strike. And the count at 3-2. Good location there. 77 miles per hour from Cone. Very soft throwing right-hander, but he's thrown consistently so far in this contest. As Parker Kelly, runners at first and second with two outs, going to see if he can give the Grizzlies an early lead. Kelly, one home run, two RBIs, a .255 batting average. As here comes the 3-2, the runners will take off. And Kelly, little ground ball foul down the left field line. That was an off-speed pitch right there. And remain at 3-2. Grizzlies in the gray. The Ports are in the white uniforms. The Grizzlies have worn both of their uniforms they've taken on the road. And I heard there's a possibility we might see the Lowriders de Fresno appear for one game in this series. As here comes the 3-2. There goes the runners, and it's ball four in the dirt. The bases are now loaded for E.J. Andrews Jr. Kelly draws the walk second time in this series. He's done that. And now they'll have a mound visit here. As E.J. Andrews Jr. will now stride to the plate. And E.J. Andrews Jr. has had a lot of success over Stockton in the past couple of seasons. Last year, had four home runs, and three of them came here at Banner Island Ballpark. As we have a mound visit, bases loaded with two outs here in the top of the fourth. So last year, he had two homers here at Banner Island Ballpark, one in San Jose and one in at home against Visalia. So two of his four home runs came here at Banner Island Ballpark. He also had multiple hit games as well. So a lot of success here for E.J. Andrews Jr. Now bases loaded with two outs. He looks to give the Grizzlies an early lead. Here's the pitch. And it's outside the count at 1-0. A breaking ball that misses from Cone. It was 80 miles per hour. So count at 1-1, no strikes. Here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on and missed. A great pitch from Cone, high in the zone. The count now at 1-1. The RPM's 2603. And usually if you want to know what the RPM's for, it's the rotations per minute. That shows how much the ball is moving in terms to the plate, how much it's spinning. As here comes the pitch, and that's a line drive to center, and it's right at Bolte to end the inning. The Grizzlies leave the bases loaded. We have the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night. And may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Grizzlies Ports knotted up at zero as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Colby Thomas, Tommy Stevenson, and Brendan Malone against the right-hander and Blake Adams. And we were talking about Blake Adams in the previous inning. Let's talk a little bit more about the good right-hander. And so far, the right-hander has 15 consecutive scoreless innings as well. Here's the pitch from Adams. It's a fastball inside, and the count at one ball and no strikes. Blake Adams was a 13th round draft pick out of Kansas State. Both him and Fenix 13th round draft picks. Here's the 1-0, and it is low, and the count at two balls, no strikes. And as we said, he's been pretty dominant this season. He has 20 innings of two-run baseball, so the ERA is 0.90. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter sure-handed over to first on the bounce, and Kelly digs it out. One batter, one out. He'll bring up the first baseman in Tommy Stevenson as Thomas is retired. So he goes 6-3, and he'll bring up Tommy Stevenson. So Adams started his professional career with the ACO Rockies, appearing in five games, all relief. Went 1-0 with one save and a 1.69 ERA over 5 1/3 innings, as that pitch is a strike, and the count at 0-1. He allowed one run on four hits and three walks while striking out four. Selected by the Rockies in the 13th round out of Kansas State University. And he was there for just 1 year, appearing in 17 games, 13 weekend starts. Struck out 90 batters and issued just 34 walks. Was their opening day starters. That's called strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. And Stevenson down. Six strikeout now for Adams. That one was also looking. A lot of backwards K's tonight for Adams. And with two away, here's the second baseman in Brendan Malone. As here's the pitch to Malone, and it's a breaking ball in there. And the count at 0-1. The opening day starter for the Wildcats, he went 6-6 over 87 innings of work, a 5.07 ERA. That pitch is a ground ball to Ritter. Ritter on a couple bounces over to first. And we're not even going to talk about Adams, apparently, because he works too quickly. Four scoreless innings as we head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansi Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. New pitcher for Stockton is the right-hander Jose DiCochea. He'll take on Luis Mendez, who takes a pitch outside. The count is 2-0 to Mendez, who is 1-for-1 with a single back in the third inning. Express Furniture Rental. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off and almost into our booth. Good play from Jordy Vargas, the pitcher right below me, the count at 2-1. That almost went into my booth. Oh, man, I thought I was going to have to play catch right there. Count is 2-1. So whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Luis Mendez draws a leadoff walk as DiCochea into the contest. So Mendez now has reached base safely twice. That's the fourth walk by Stockton pitching. And here comes the left fielder in Jake Snyder. As that first pitch is high in the count at 1-1 and no strikes for Jose DiCochea. DiCochea is 6'3", 195 pounds in his third professional season. Wears number 23 on the back of his jersey. Born on March 21st, 2001. He is from Tucson, Arizona. As that's a high chopper, DiCochea bobbles the ball. His only play is to get Snyder at first, and he does get him. It goes 1-3, but Mendez goes up to second base. Now one out for Ryan Ritter. DiCochea was an eighth-round selection by the Athletics in 2019. Played last year with Stockton as well. The Grizzlies have seen this right-hander a bunch as well this season and last year. As we have a quick little mound visit for DiCochea and his catcher in Mujica. DiCochea was drafted out of high school at Sahuarita High School in Arizona. As here comes the pitch from DiCochea, and it swung on and missed, and the count at 0-1. For DiCochea, this is his fourth game, his first out of the bullpen, so three starts, no ERA, and no record. 13 2/3 scoreless innings, now 14 with the out to Snyder. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, as Ritter looked like to bunt, the count at 1-1. He has allowed 7 hits and has walked 4, now 5, and he has struck out 18 batters. He has been pretty much impossible to hit. Batters hitting 143 against him. He has a 0.80 whip and has been pretty much one of the most dominant pitchers in the California League, and really nobody knows about him. As Mendez, a big lead at second base. Here's the pitch, and almost hits Ritter. And the count at 2-1. Oh, that pitch got inside quickly on the shortstop in Ritter. Mendez was taking a big lead, though, at second base. He actually was told to get back a couple times as he was taking such a big lead. I said, again, he takes a big lead here. DiCochea now looking him back. Here's the pitch, and it is going to get to the backstop past Mujica. Up to third goes Mendez. One out now, and the Grizzlies have a runner at third as they look to take the lead here. No score here in the top of the fifth inning at Banner Island Ballpark. A beautiful night for baseball, though. Very chilly, but a beautiful night indeed. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about scores around the California League and some upcoming promotions as the infield is in here for Stockton. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and Ritter draws a walk. Second walk this inning. Now runners at first and third with one out. and he'll bring up the third baseman, Andy Perez. 1-for-2 with a double. Perez is 3-for-5 in this series. As the Grizzlies, only 2 hits tonight, but they have walked 5 times. So we'll see if the Grizzlies can put something together here. Runners at the corners with 1 out. The third baseman in Schofield Sam playing on the infield grass. And the middle infielder's playing in double play depth. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and the count at 1-0. Now, if you don't know what double play depth is, it's really where the infielders are playing in their normal positioning for the most part, maybe a couple steps in more than they usually would be, but it would hopefully give them enough time to turn 2, where they can be close to the second base bag and get over to first in time. Here's the 1-0, as that is a little ground ball in front of the plate. It's going to be a tough play, but Mujica will make it. The only play he had was to first. It goes 2-3 on the putout. Ritter gets up to second base. Now runners at second and third with 2 outs. And to bring up the DH in Bryant Betancourt. So Perez is retired. By the way, that pitch where Mendez got to third was on a pass ball by the catcher in Mujica. But Mujica did a good job there getting out of his squat to make the play. It was just a little nubber towards the third baseline. Here's the pitch to Betancourt, and it's inside and off the glove of Mujica. And the count at 1-0. And Betancourt telling his compadre and Mendez to not go anywhere. So kind of 1 ball and no strikes. No action in either bullpen, by the way. Grizzlies in the gray. The Ports are in the white uniforms. As here comes the 1-0. And it's inside, and the count now at 2-0 to Betancourt. And Betancourt now in a favorable count. The Grizzlies, despite a lot of players being in the California League hitting leaderboard, they have not been able to put it together offensively, leading a lot of runners in scoring position as of late. But a big chance here for Betancourt as the 2-0 is outside. And the count now at 3 balls and no strikes. Betancourt has been one of the few players in the Grizzlies lineup, though, to pick up a couple RBIs. He has 2 over his past 2 games. Andy Perez had 3 last night, 3 RBI. Here comes the 3-0, and it is called a strike on the outer part of the plate. And the count at 3-1. And right now, the hottest hitter in the Grizzlies lineup, not in tonight's lineup, Cole Stillwell. Second night off in a row for him. He's on a 6-game hit streak as here comes the 3-1 of Betancourt. And it's outside, ball 4, and now the bases are loaded. Betancourt will trot down a first. Second time he has walked now. 6 walks by Stockton pitching. And for the second straight inning, the Grizzlies have the bases loaded with 2 outs. And it'll be a visit here by their pitching coach. And it'll bring up Jesus Bugarin to the plate. He's 0-for-2. As the Grizzlies and Ports tangle game 2 of this 6-game series between Fresno and Stockton. Yeah, game 2 of this 6-game series. Tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m. It'll be 7:05 for every game except on Sunday where it'll be 2:09, which is actually a pretty cool promotion by the Ports. 2:09 is the area code here in Stockton. And so that is a very cool thing that they do on Sunday. So 2:09 on Sunday. But tomorrow is May the 4th, so I believe they're going to have some kind of Star Wars promotion. And our pregame guest will be Michael Persecki, who considers himself a Star Wars geek. So stay tuned for that interview tomorrow. We're going to have so much fun. As here comes the pitch to Bugarin. It's outside for a ball. Mujica off his glove and the count at 1-0. By the way, when the home plate umpire coming back in Tatum Littleton, he gives a quick sign over to the field time coordinator, the FTC, and the time clock operator as well. As here's the 1-0. It's a ground ball. It's going to get up the middle, off the glove of the shortstop. It will score 1. Here comes the second run. It's a 2-RBI single, and the Grizzlies have a 2-0 lead. Cook, the diving play, and he just missed it. Went off his glove. The deflection in the center field. Betancourt now goes up to second base. Ritter comes in to score from second. Mendez scores from third. It's a 2-RBI single for Jesus Bugarin. So two runs on the first hit this inning, and the Grizzlies are on the board first. Here's the pitch now, and it's a called strike to Cody Huff. So now runners at first and second with two outs. As Cody Huff strides to the plate. And here comes the 0-1. And that ball is called a strike. And the count at 0-2. So no balls and two strikes. But anyway, so the umpire was giving a quick signal to the time clock operator. And while seeing that, a couple fans here on the right side, as that pitch is fouled off, the count at 0-2. A couple fans here on the right side, right near behind home plate, were actually waving back to the umpire as if the umpire was talking to them. He isn't. But a really funny thing that happens here in Stockton and shows the fan appreciation that's here and how animated they get. As here comes the 0-2, and it's a line drive foul. And the count remains at no balls and two strikes to Cody Huff from Jose De Cochea. The Grizzlies are on the board. They only have three hits but two runs, and they finally poked through a couple with the bases loaded. For the second straight inning, the Grizzlies had loaded the bases with just walks. As here comes the 0-2 to Huff, and that is swung on and missed, and De Cochea gets out of the inning. But the Grizzlies strike for two runs on the RBI single. Two RBI single from Jesus Bugarin. We have the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansley Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansley Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We are in the bottom of the fifth. The Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 2-0. Right-hander Blake Adams still on the bump for Fresno. I'd like to give a shout-out to a couple people listening into tonight's broadcast. I'd like to give a shout-out to the best girlfriend possible, Molly Solly, listening in Fresno, California. Thanks for tuning in, as always, and the support. I appreciate you a lot. I'd also like to give a shout-out to one of my best friends in the universe, Megan, listening in Colorado. Thanks for tuning in as well, and I know Megan is a big fan of the KU Jayhawks, so a little bit of some rivalry with Blake Adams, the Kansas State right-hander, but one of your Grizzlies infielders is Skylar Messenger, who went to KU for 4 years. Megan, thanks for listening tonight as well. First pitch is a ball outside to Henry Bolte from Blake Adams, and here comes the next pitch, and it's swung on and missed, and the count now at 1-1. By the way, Blake Adams has now worked 16 straight scoreless innings. Here's the 1-1. It's inside, and the count at 2-2. And we were still talking all about Mr. Blake Adams, who's just been fantastic this season for Fresno, now at a 0.86 ERA. Here comes the 2-1. It's a breaking ball that cuts the inner part of the plate, and the count at 2-2. So he said he went to Kansas State for 1 year. Well, prior to Kansas State, he went to the University of Arkansas, where he played there for 2 seasons. Here's the 2-2, and it's a fastball, and it's called strike 3. Bolte caught looking. 7th strikeout for Adams, and 5 of them have been backwards Ks. As we bring up the catcher, Jose Mojica. But he played at Arkansas for two seasons, appeared in only eight games, working 11 and two-thirds innings, picked up his first collegiate win on March 6th against Murray State, the Racers. As here's the pitch, and it's a high fly ball foul, the count at 0-1. Prior to going to Arkansas, he went to Harbor, H-A-R, dash B-E-R High School in Springdale, Arkansas, where he played with a lot of teammates that he grew up with. As here comes the 0-1. As that swung on and missed, the count at 0-2. And Harbor was pretty much one of the most dominant high schools at the time when Adams was there. He was a four-year letter winner and was named Arkansas Player of the Year by Gatorade, Wendy's, and Arkansas Preps in his senior year. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-2. So he was rated as the number one player in Arkansas, number 65 in the nation, according to Perfect Game. He played in the 17-under World Series with the Sticks Baseball Academy. Here's the 1-2, and it's a high chopper. It's going to be a tough play. The third baseman, Perez, over to first, and it is in time. And they get Mujica. It goes 5-3 from Perez over to Kelly, and he'll bring up the third baseman, T.J. Schofield-Sam. He also pitched in the 17-under WWBA National Championship and pitched in the Team USA Under-18 National Team Trials. He led Harbor to an Arkansas Class 7A state title as a junior. As that pitch is a strike, the count at 0-1. Threw a complete game shutout in the title game over Conway, where he was named MVP, of course. As that is swung on and missed, the count at 0-2. And he completed that junior season with a 7-2 record, a 2.05 ERA. He posted a career record in high school at 30-4 and was the school leader of all-time strikeouts. Was a marketing major in college, and he has two brothers named Luke and Jake, and he enjoys fishing and hunting, and he said that was probably his first love over baseball, as the 1-2 is a fly ball out to left center field, racing back, and it is caught by the left fielder in Jake Snyder to end the inning. Nine straight batters have now been put out, 17 straight scoreless innings for Blake Adams. We head to the top of the sixth. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 2-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreshGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro wins 5223.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the sixth inning. 2-0 Fresno leads Stockton as Parker Kelly will lead things off against Jose DiCochea. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count at 0-1. And by the way, the two runs that scored in the fifth inning for Fresno against DiCochea were the first two he has allowed this season. And on the other side, Blake Adams now, I said he had his nine straight batters that he had recorded for outs. He's now actually on 11. That's a high fly ball, deep left field, and it's going to drift foul. Kelly got a hold of one there, and it went foul, and the count now at 0-2. But Adams has now retired 11 straight batters, by the way, and has 17 scoreless innings in a row now. And I was trying to look up the minor league baseball scoreless inning streak, and I'll have to do some research and see if I can find what it is. Now, I don't think Adams is close yet, but 17 is pretty dang good. To count his 0-2 to Parker Kelly from Jose DiCochea. We're in the top of the sixth inning. As here's the pitch, and it's fouled off by Parker Kelly. And the count will remain at no balls and two strikes. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. But you must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the sixth inning, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. It's a line drive to center field. Base hit for Kelly. He went down and got that pitch. And Kelly's on for the second time. That's only the fourth hit for Fresno, but second against DiCochea. And bring up the right fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. But again, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth inning. As E.J. Andrews Jr. strides to the plate, he's 0-2 with two flyouts. And here's the first pitch to him. It's a breaking ball in the inner part of the plate. And the count at 0-1, Andrews Jr. will take that pitch as Luis Mendez waits on deck. Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the offering, and it's inside, almost hits Andrews Jr. And the count at 1-1. Well, a little bit earlier, we were talking about that tomorrow's May the 4th for Star Wars. Yeah, may the Force be with you. May the 4th makes sense. Well, the Grizzlies will be having their Star Wars night on May 12th. That's right, Friday, May 12th, Star Wars night at Chuck Chancey Park. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch against the Visalia Rawhide. Will be Friday night fireworks as well for Star Wars night, presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. So it should be a great night. Here comes the 2-1 to Andrews Jr. As that is swung on and missed, the count at 2-2. It should be a great night. We'll try to do as many Star Wars puns as you can for Star Wars night. So the count now at 2-2 to Andrews Jr. That should be a very fun night again. Star Wars night and Friday night fireworks on Friday, May 12th at 6:50 p.m. Here's the 2-2. It's inside and the count now full to Andrews Jr. Now, tickets are still available, but going fast for Star Wars night, you can get them at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can come down to the box office or give us a call at 559-320-4487. And then on Saturday, May 13th at 6:50 p.m., Growers Night, rooted in agriculture, against the Visalia Rawhide. As the 3-2 is a high chopper down the third baseline. A good play by Schofield Sam. The throw, though, is late as Andrews Jr. beats it out. It's going to be a tough play for Schofield Sam. Up to second is Kelly. Back-to-back singles for Fresno. I'm going to bring up the second baseman, Luis Mendez. So Andrews Jr. reaches on the infield single. But it'll be Growers Night, rooted in agriculture, presented by Stimulus Produce Company. Both Friday and Saturday against the Visalia Rawhide. 6:50 p.m. first pitch on Saturday, May 13th for Growers Night. The Grizzlies have had loads of success wearing those Growers uniforms over the past couple of seasons, as that is a bunt attempt, and it's actually put back for a strike, and the count at 0-1. There will also be a Grizzlies alternate hat giveaway on Saturday, May 13th, for the first 1,500 fans. And then Sunday, May 14th, a 1:05 p.m. first pitch at Chuck Chancey Park against the Visalia Rawhide. As Mendez squares around again, he will take another strike, and the count at 0-2. It will be the second Bark in the Park at Chuck Chancey Park. And it will also be Mother's Day, so make sure everyone get your mother's flowers, grandmothers, friends' mothers, any mother, celebrate them. It will be a great game, 1:05 p.m. We'll see a lot of pink bats, pink uniforms, pink everywhere at Chuck Chancey Park, so it should be a lot of fun. And big shout-out to my mom as well for all the support. as the count is at 1-2. So Mother's Day will be on May 14th, 1:05 p.m. against the Visalia Rawhide. So a big bunch of promotions coming up. We have Star Wars Night on May 12th, Growers Night on May 13th, and then, of course, Bark in the Park and Mother's Day on May 14th, as that is a cold strike three, and Mendez caught looking for the first out. Good location there from DiCochea. Second strikeout for him, and it'll bring up the left fielder in Jake Snyder. First and second with one out here in the sixth inning. But again, you can get your tickets for all of our games at FreserGrizzlies.com. You can also call at 559-320-4487. And you also can come down to our box office to secure your tickets. As here's the pitch to Snyder, and Snyder takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. We also have Tioga Thursdays, What a Deal Wednesdays, and Two for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. So a lot of great events, and we also have Making the Grade on Tuesday as well. So a lot of kids will be at the ballpark on Tuesday as Snyder takes a called strike, and the count at 0-2. But we have a lot of festivities all week long at Chukchansey Park. So come on down, watch some fun entertainment from Parker T. Bear in between innings. A promotion for everybody. We have a new playing surface at the ballpark. Beautiful amenities as that pitch is inside to Jake Snyder. But a lot of great things that hopefully you can check out this year and tell them Steven sent you. 559-320-4487. You can also go to FreserGrizzlies.com to purchase your tickets, or you can also come down to our Chukchansey Park box office. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count remains at 1-2 to Snyder. Jake Snyder, by the way, over eight road games he has appeared in this season, is batting .345 with a .907 OPS, has recorded one triple, two doubles, four RBI, six runs, two walks, and one stolen base. Tonight, though, 0-3, as runners at first and second with one out here in the top of the sixth. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. At 1-2 to Jake Snyder. Now, besides the baseball events at Chukchansey Park, which are always a lot of fun, we do have a lot of great non-baseball events projected at the ballpark, as here comes the 1-2 to Jake Snyder. And that pitch is swung on and missed. No, it was actually caught initially, and Snyder was just tagged out. Second out of the inning. Third strikeout now for DiCochea. And it'll bring up the shortstop, Ryan Ritter. On May 20th, Tequila Fest, Lil Jon, Rick Ross, and T.I. will be gracing the stage in downtown Fresno, California. Tequila tastings, food vendors, and more. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by calling our box office, or you can come down to the Chukchansey Park box office to get your tickets. And trust me, you need to secure them fast. They are going fast. It's going to be a great night at Chukchansey Park. May 20th, Tequila Fest, T.I., Lil Jon and Rick Ross will be gracing the stage, tequila tastings, food vendors, and more. The count to 0-2 now to Ryan Ritter. But again, Tequila Fest on May 20th, a non-baseball event. You should enjoy that as you can. As we'll have a quick timeout there from Ritter. But stay tuned, we'll have a lot of other non-baseball events too that will let you guys know on our social media as well, so stay tuned for that later this season. As here comes the 0-2 to Ritter, and he swings and misses, and DiCochea out of the jam. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Grizzlies still lead the boards 2-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night. And may the Force be with you.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Porcs by a score of 2-0 as Blake Adams back out on the bump. Here's the pitch, and it's inside for a ball. And the count at 1-0 to B.J. Cook. Adams so far 17 straight scoreless innings. He's got 5 shutout innings tonight. Here's the 1-0. That pitch is low, and the count at 2-0. He's allowed 3 hits and struck out 7, Adams, tonight. He has retired 11 straight Ports batters. Here's the pitch, and that's a line drive to center field, and I put the broadcaster jinx on that one. It's a base hit for Cook. That's only the 4th hit for Stockton, and it'll bring up the right fielder Clark Elliott, a dangerous hitter in Elliott, who's 1-for-2 tonight. But Blake Adams has been fantastic so far, so we'll see what the leash is for Adams. He's only thrown 66 pitches. Here's Clark Elliott, 1-for-2 tonight. Adams comes set, here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball, and Elliott fouls that one off, and the count is at 0-1. As we said, Blake Adams is a huge hunting and fishing fan, and he said that was his first love. Of course, his family teaching him the ropes about hunting and fishing. As the count is 0-1, it swung on and missed. Now the count at 0-2 to Clark Elliott. And I, myself, a big hunter and fisher myself, and I love doing it when I go to South Dakota to visit my grandparents. And Blake Adams says, you know, there's a lot of ponds and creeks and rivers that I can fish in Arkansas. You go a couple miles away and you get to one of the biggest areas to do so, he said. I don't remember what it was called, but I did the same thing going to my grandparents' house as the 0-2 was fouled off by Elliott. And so, you know, hunting, fishing, pheasants kind of the main part for hunting and fishing as well. There's a plethora of fish that I have definitely been able to check out. And Adam says, you know, it's such a good rewarding feeling. And he goes, I know how to hunt and fish probably better than I know how to pitch, as that ball is low and the count at 1-2. And Adams can pitch. So I can only imagine how good he is with hook, line, and sinker. I wonder if he can reel in fish as he can win so far, 1-0 this season. His ERA just below 1, a 0.82 ERA. That's a ground ball to the shortstop, Ritter. It's actually Perez who's going to cut off over to first, and it's safe. It was going to be a tough play for either Ritter or Perez. Perez cut in front of the vision of Ritter. And beating it out is Elliott. That was a tough single to give up there, but it is a single. Cook up to second. So now runners at first and second with nobody down. And here's the DH, Brian Buelvas. And on that play, I don't think that even Ritter would have had a play if at first. But I think that Perez at the angle had a good play. And he just couldn't get that ball over there, as Elliott with tons of speed got it there. Here's the pitch now, and that is a called strike. And the count at 0-1. Good fastball there at 91. Adams still hitting the low 90s. The count of no balls and a strike. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. We got a barn burner in San Jose. As that pitch gets in the right field, base hit, and that will score at least one run. Heading to third is Elliott, and it's now 2-1. And the scoreless streak ends at 17. Elliott to third. Cook scores. It gets past the first baseman in Kelly. Buelvas now with, I believe, it's going to be an RBI single. And now it's 2-1 as here comes left fielder Colby Thomas. Runners at the corners with nobody down. As we have tonight's attendance, it's 1,603. As there goes the runner. The throw down is second. It is late, and it is not in time. And a stolen base for Brian Buelvas. So now runners at second and third with no one down. We'll see what the Grizzlies infield play here. They're actually going to play back. Okay, they're going to concede the run that's now at third. So it's 2-1. Here's the pitch. It swung on a miss by Thomas. Good pitch low in the zone. And the count now at 0-2. But now runners in scoring position. The go-ahead run is at second base. That Adams allows his first run in 17 straight scoreless innings. And it was from three straight singles. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball high. And the count at 1-2. Still waiting on the official ruling there for the Buelvas hit. As he's the runner now at second base. Got to second on a stolen base. Here's the 1-2, and it's a chopper to the third baseman, Perez. The play's going to be at the plate, and now we have a pickle. It's going to be back and forth. The third baseman, Perez, now to the pitcher, Adams, and he is out at the plate. 5-2, 5-1, the tag is made. So it's a fielder's choice. Elliott is out. It goes 5-2, 5-1 on the fielder's choice. Buelvas to third. Thomas seeing that gets the second on the fielder's choice. First out of the inning. Runners now still at second and third for the first baseman, Tommy Stevenson. By the way, Buelvas is rewarded a single. That's what we thought. Will be the sixth hit for Stockton. As that ball is flown foul to right and the count at 0-1 to Tommy Stevenson. So Brian Buelvas rewarded a single. On a ground ball to the right fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. B.J. Cook scored on the play. Clark Elliott now just recorded that first out on the pickle as that swung on and missed, and Stevenson trying to get ahead on that fastball, and it's now 0-2. That fastball at 93 from Adams, getting some more life there. But stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League, by the way. Two games have already finished tonight as that is swung on and missed. A high fastball, and Stevenson down on strikes. 8 strikeouts. He has struck out 3 times tonight. And with 2 away, here's the second baseman, Brennan Malone. It's 2-1 Fresno here in the bottom of the 6th. But we do have a couple games that have finished this evening. As that's a breaking ball and a beauty, but it misses inside. The count at 1-0. I thought that was a strike. So count at 1 ball, no strikes. Second and third with 2 outs. Here's the pitch to Malone. It's in the dirt. And a good stop there from Huff. And the count at 2-0. Huff turned his glove around nicely. The count now at 2-0. Grizzlies manager Steve Solis, a former catcher in himself, definitely works with a really good group of catchers over the past couple seasons. That's a high pop-up. It's going to drift into foul territory. And the wonder where it's going to drop. I'm just going to put my hands out here. As it goes foul into the lower section. The count at 2-1. I'm right on top of some of the fans right here, so that ball could have possibly come in here. My window is open, so there is a possibility that could happen. We almost saw it a little bit earlier from Luis Mendez. I'll have to be ready. I did not bring my mitt. It is at home. So 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and it is a call strike, and I don't think Tommy or Brendan Malone liked that one. The count now at 2-2. Good location there from Adams, and if you're Adams, I think you live there. Build a house. Here comes the 2-2 from Adams. And it's a breaking ball. It's a high chopper to Perez, and it's going to go foul. And Perez coming in hard on that one. And the count now at 2-2. Adams against Brendan Malone, who had a big 2 RBI single last night. In that 5-run 7th inning, Fresno trying to escape a big inning themselves here. They lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the 6th. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. A breaking ball, 9 strikeouts for Blake Adams. But his scoreless streak does come to an end. It's 2-1 Fresno as we head to the 7th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards.
Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, 2-1, Fresno leads Stockton. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the seventh, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Andy Perez will leave things off against Jose DiCochea, who has two innings of work so far. Here's the pitch, and Perez, first pitch swing, fouls it off towards the right side and out of play. The count at 0-1. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor here in the top of the seventh inning. As here comes the 0-1 to Andy Perez. And that's a line drive to right field, and it is caught by the right fielder in Elliott. Right at him. I don't think he really had a move there. Perez was right on it, but he is recorded as the first out. I'll bring up the DH in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt is 0-1 with two walks this evening. We said we'd give you scores around the California League. Well, let's do so right here. Our score 2-1 here in the top of the seventh. And let's start with the game that everybody's keeping an eye on, especially the guys here. It's Modesto and San Jose. That game at Excite Ballpark, and the Modesto Nuts just took an 8-7 lead in the top of the seventh inning. So Modesto leads 8-7. And the most recent run scored on a wild pitch. Brett Rodriguez scored on a Miguel Mora wild pitch as the count now 1-1 at Bryant Betancourt. For Modesto, they've scored now 5 runs in the seventh. They scored 3 in the sixth. So they were actually down 7-0, and they now lead 8-7 in the top of the seventh as that pitch is high, but it's called a strike. The count at 1-2. Levins, the catcher for Modesto, 3-4. He has a home run, a triple, 3 RBI, and 2 runs. As here comes the 1-2 to Betancourt, and it's outside. The count at 2-2. Brett Rodriguez is 1-3, has an RBI, and 2 runs scored. And Cole Young, who's one of the talented young hitters, he has 2 walks, a single, and an RBI. And then a home run as well for Hood, for Modesto. While San Jose, on the other side, have a couple hits from O'Neill Perez and Tanner Otremba. 2 RBIs for Thomas Gavello, the third baseman, and Diego Velasquez, while Carter Howell has 2 runs scored. And the start tonight by Will Kepner, he had 4 scoreless innings, and then Esmerling Vinicio had 2 innings of work, and then Miguel Mora has been roughed up in his lone inning as well. Modesto started with the right-hander in Peavy House, and then Taylor and Al Sosa pitching for Modesto. As that pitch is inside, and Betancourt draws his 3rd walk of the game. It's a 1-out walk. 4th walk issued by DiCochea. 7th overall, and will bring up the center fielder in Jesus Bouguerin. So that was the first game of ours. We're going to keep an eye on him. Modesto leads San Jose 8-7 in the top of the 7th. Visalia, a walk-off winner tonight against Inland Empire. 4-3 at Valley Strong Ballpark. Visalia improves to 9-14. Inland Empire now at 5-18. As the first pitch is a called strike to Bouguerin. Bouguerin and 2 RBI single back in the 5th. The difference maker tonight. Count 0-1 to him. The winning pitcher is Murillo. He is now 2-0. The loss to Martinez, he's 0-1. As here's the pitch, and it's high. Vaisseli scored one in the first, two in the third, and then scored the game winner in the ninth inning. And the final play of the game in the ninth was on a home run by Brett Johnson to right field. A solo shot, his first of the season. Brett Johnson, the walk-off home run. As that's a called strike, the count of 1-2 to Bugarin. Christian Serda had an RBI double for Visalia. And David Martin had a sack fly as well. And he actually had two sack flies, David Martin. Visalia will be the Grizzlies' next opponent as well. The win to Murillo, the loss to Martinez. The count 1-2, by the way, to Jesus Bugarin. And finally, we'll head over to the last contest. That pitch is low to Bugarin. The count now at 2-2. And it was to the two best teams in the league. Well, the team that has not stopped winning. Rancho Cucamonga has now won 10 straight games. They beat the Grizzlies the final two games of their series. And then they swept Inland Empire. That pitch almost hits Bugarin. Looked like an off-speed pitch. The count at 3-2. They swept Inland Empire. And they've taken now two straight against Lake Elsinore, who had the best record. Now Rancho at 17-6. They have won 10 straight games. 10 straight games. Unbelievable. Here comes the 3-2, and that's a high chopper, and it's going to get through. Oh, just off the second baseman, Malone, who tried making a play. Got over the bound of DiCochea. Tried to sneak into center field. It bounced off the glove of Malone, but it's going to be a single for Bugarin. Betancourt up to second base. Now Bugarin, two hits and two RBIs. And now six hits now for Fresno. And we'll bring up the catcher in Cody Huff. As we'll get some more baseballs for the home plate umpire. So now first and second with one out. But Rancho Cucamonga won again. Unbelievable. They won 4-3. The win to Rosario. He's now 1-1. The loss to Balboni. He's 1-1. The save to Madison Jeffrey is third. Rancho scored two in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the eighth, while Lake Elsinore tried to make it a comeback, scored one in the fifth, two in the eighth, as that pitch is low, and the count at 1-0. A home run by Nick Bittison is second of the season. Chris Newell stays high, 1-4 with an RBI, a double and an RBI. And Don Cone had an RBI as well, as that pitch is low, and the count now at 2-0 to Cody Huff. So Rancho wins again. They win 4-3 over Lake Elsinore. A great game. So two really close games on the southern side of the California League. And now here on the northern side. Is that's a line drive. Base hit to center. Huff will get there. Betancourt will stop at third. Base to base as Betancourt to third. Bugarin up to second. Huff with a single. Second time he's reached base safely. Five hits now against DiCochea. Two hits this inning. Bases loaded, one out for Parker Kelly, who has reached base twice, a single as well. He's 1-2. And the Grizzlies, for the third time in this game, and the third time in four innings, have loaded the bases. And trying to expand on this 2-1 lead here. Here's the pitch. And it's outside of Kelly, and the count at 1-0. By the way, top of the eighth still, Modesto leads San Jose 8-7. So Modesto leads San Jose, as both teams are tied for first place in the Conference League Northern Division. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a breaking ball called for a strike, and the count at 1-1. To Parker Kelly, only has two RBIs this season, came on opening night at Excite Ballpark on April 6th, so he is looking for a base knock here. Here comes the 1-1, and Kelly swings and misses, and actually it was a foul ball. Oh, I didn't see if he initially touched it. From my angle, I couldn't see if he actually made contact, but it is a foul ball. Got through the wickets of the catcher in Mujica. So count out 1-2, with one out here in the top of the seventh. So 1-2. Here's the pitch, and it's a line drive past the third baseman. That gets in the corner. Here's one run. Bouguereen racing around. He will score. It's a two RBI single for Parker Kelly, and the Grizzlies lead 4-1. Kelly has now reached base safely twice. A two RBI single for Kelly. Cody Huff will stay to second base. Bouguereen scores. Betancourt scores. And the Grizzlies come in the clutch again with one out. First and second with one away for E.J. Andrews Jr. And that will do it for Jose DiCochea. So two runs on the third hit. And it's now 4-1 Fresno here in the seventh. And we'll have a new Stockton pitcher. When we come back, we'll tell you all about the new Ports pitcher. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah, welcome back to Stockton, California here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, 4-1 Fresno leads Stockton. As we have a pitch clock violation on the pitcher, the new pitcher for Stockton, Charlie Cherney, on the count at 1-0 to E.J. Andrews Jr. So Cherney is C-E-R-N-Y, but it's pronounced Cherney, as that's a called strike. The count at 1-1 now. So Cherney is how you pronounce it, but it's spelled like Cerny, C-E-R-N-Y. So Charlie Cherney will take over here for Jose DiCochea. His line is not done yet. 1-1 E.J. Andrews Jr. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. And the count at 1-2. Runners at first and second with one out here in the top of the seventh. 4-1 Fresno over Stockton. As we wait on the pitch from Cherney. And here's the pitch from the right-hander. And it's a ground ball. This could be two. It's going to go Malone over to second, and they will only get that one. Huff gets to third as they're going to back pick Cody Huff. I looked down, and they got Cody Huff on the back pick. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I looked down on my score sheet, and they got Cody Huff napping at third to end the inning. So it's a double play, but the Grizzlies lead 4-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuckchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at beautiful Banner Island Ballpark. Stretch time here in Stockton. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 4-1. And I know if you're following along on GameCast right now, it says 3-1. It's 4-1 here in the seventh inning. It was a two RBI single for Parker Kelly, by the way. As a new pitcher now for Fresno is the right-hander in Bryce McGowan. He'll take over for Blake Adams, who are six very good innings. It'll be a righty-righty matchup. The first pitch is a high chopper. It's going to be a tough play for the shortstop. Ritter coming in. The throw to first, and it's not in time. And Bolte beats it out. Bolte now 2-for-3 on the infield single there. So seventh hit now for Stockton, their third infield single. And bring up the catcher in Jose Mujica. So Bolte reaches against Bryce McGowan. Bryce McGowan wears the number 19 on the back of his jersey. Bats right, throws right. He's 6'1", 205 pounds. 23 years old from Cary, North Carolina. Born on March 20th, 2000. McGowan was an 18th round draft pick in 2021 by the Rockies out of the University of Charlotte. A former 49er in Bryce McGowan. McGowan's been very good out of the pen this year for Fresno. As there was a quick mound visit there by the catcher in Cody Huff. Bryce McGowan, no record, a 0.96 ERA. He's got one save on the season, as that pitch is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1. For McGowan, this is his ninth game out of the bullpen. As we said, a 0.96 ERA. The team is 6-2 when he pitches. He's also got one hold as well. And a returner to the Grizzlies staff from last season, as that's a ground ball. This could be two. This can be a tough turn. Mendez over to short to Ritter. Over to first, and it is not in time. Good job from Mendez getting that ball over to second base. Bolte is retired. 4-6 on the fielder's choice, and Mujica reaches. So one out now for the third baseman in TJ Schofield Sam. But Bryce McGowan, no record, a 0.96 ERA. And last year with Fresno, appeared in 30 games all relief. A 2-0 record, a 7.44 ERA last year. Back here this year, and he's really been a crucial part of the Grizzlies staff, especially on the back end system. He's been more of the middle relief or the setup guy. He does have one save as well, and a big trust for pitching coach Mark Brewer, as that pitch is way outside. And the count at 1-1. And McGowan can get it up there. 96 on the gun from McGowan in that last pitch. 95, actually. So count at 1-1. By the way, we wanted to give you kind of a little bit on that last scoring play, as that's a ground ball. It's going to be to the third baseman, Perez. And the only play is at first. Perez does make it as Schofield Sam is retired. Mujica up to second. Goes 5-3 on the putout. It'll bring up the shortstop, B.J. Cook. It is 4-1, by the way, Fresno. And online now it says 5-1. It's 4-1, Fresno. As McGowan still into pitch. And we're going to try to get that last one of those last plays. As that is going to hit the helmet of B.J. Cook. I don't think that was on purpose, but I hope that Cook is okay. He's hit by the pitch. So now runners at first and second with two outs. That's a hit by pitch. By the way, McGowan took over for Blake Adams, who worked six innings of one-run baseball. He allowed six hits, did not walk a batter for a second straight outing. He struck out nine as well. Blake Adams has just been fantastic this year. There's nothing more you can say about what the right-hander has done over four outings so far. The real question is, how long does he stay here now? As here comes the pitch from McGowan, and that is low. And the count at one ball and no strikes. But by the way, so E.J. Andrews Jr. hit into a fielder's choice double play. It was the second baseman Brennan Malone to the shortstop B.J. Cook, to third baseman T.J. Schofield Sam, to second baseman Brennan Malone, to shortstop B.J. Cook, as that pitch is fouled off. There was a lot that was going on in the play, but in other words, Cody Huff was actually out at third base to end the inning, so it was a double play. I'm not going to lie to you, I missed the majority of that play, but either way, it's a double play. But the score is 4-1 Fresno here in the bottom of the seventh. And either way, Fresno scored two runs in that seventh inning. As that is swung on and missed. They count it 1-2. And it also ends the line for DiCocheo. Worked 2 1/3, six hits, four runs, all earned. He walked four and struck out four. So a lot of fours on his line. And he was the third pitcher. And then Cerny, 2/3 of an inning so far for him. And of course, for Adams, as we said, six innings of one-run baseball. Here's the pitch from McGowan, and it is outside, just missed, and the count at 2-2. Six innings, six hits, one run, it was earned, no walks, nine strikeouts for Blake Adams. The ERA at 1.17, and he allowed one earned run and a win up just a tick. Two balls, two strikes, here's the pitch from McGowan, and it's inside, and the count now full to Clark Elliott, the leadoff hitter. Elliott 2-for-3 this evening. 4-1 our score here in the bottom of the seventh. By the way, Modesto has extended their lead against San Jose to 10-7. That's in the bottom of the eighth. So Modesto, big inning for them, as that pitch is low and it is a walk. And the bases are now loaded. Mujica to third. B.J. Cook to second. Elliott walks. And here comes Brian Buelvas. So a single, a hit by pitch, and a walk right now in this inning. And here's Buelvas 1-for-3. But Modesto, by the way, they were trailing 7-0. They scored three runs in the sixth, five runs in the seventh, and two runs in the eighth. As the pitch is a called strike, and the count of no balls and a strike. 4-1 our score here in the bottom of the seventh. As here's the next pitch from McGowan. It's a high fly ball foul in the count at 0-2. And McGowan now way ahead. We'll see what he gives here to Brian Buelvas. The righty and Bryce McGowan. No balls, two strikes, two outs. And here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. A great pitch from McGowan. And it gets out of the bases loaded jam. We head to the top of the eighth. The Grizzlies lead 4-1. You're listening to them on FresnoGrizzlies.com, stream guys in the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota, a A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to Stockton, California. First pitch swinging, and Luis Mendez is retired. It goes F8 on the putout. I'm going to bring up the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies lead the ports here. And it says 5-1 online, and I hope I'm not wrong. On that play back in the seventh inning, when there was an out recorded at third, I want to make sure that it is not 5-1, as that is a pitch outside. And again, I looked down at my scorecard, and there was a put out at third base that I believe got Cody Huff out. It is 4-1 here in the eighth inning. Okay, we are all correct. I want to make sure. I didn't think I missed that much, as that pitch was low. And the count at 2 balls, no strikes. So it's 4-1 here in the top of the eighth. That play back in that seventh inning, again, Cody Huff was recorded as the third out at third base. And only did not score a run, by the way, as well. So here comes the 2-0, and that is to the backstop, and the count at 3 balls and no strikes. And so what happens when you go down your score sheet, and sometimes you'll miss some stuff. And it was a fielder's choice double play. It was the second baseman Brendan Malone to the shortstop B.J. Cook. And then it was back to the third baseman T.J. Schofield Sam. And Cody Huff was put out at third base as that pitch is outside, and the count now at 3-1. Again, 4-1. We'll have to just double check to make sure I'm not losing my mind here and making sure that this is our score. Either way, the Grizzlies lead here in the top of the eighth inning. Jake Snyder at the plate with one out. It's a right-hander, Charlie Cherney, and that pitch is outside. And Snyder for the first time reaches a walk for him. He was 0-4 coming into that plate appearance. And Fresno's walked 8 times tonight. As we'll bring up Ryan Ritter with one out. Ritter tonight is 0-3 with a walk and a run. As he will come to plate here. Tonight's attendance, 1,603, by the way. As here comes Cherney, and the pitch clock getting down to 3-2. Here's the pitch, and it is a breaking ball called a strike. The count at 0-1. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. As there goes the runner. It's going to be a stolen base right there for Jake Snyder. And Snyder's there without a throw. So now runner at second here. Again, play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. As here comes the 1-1 to Ritter, and it swung on a miss. A count at 1-2. Chancy Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. And you must be 21. Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And we thank Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth inning. And we thank all of our sponsors for being here as well of the Grizzlies season. The 1-2 is fouled off. Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Menko Abbott, Les Provence, Express Furniture Rental as well. So all proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies. As here comes the pitch from Cherney, the count at 1-2 to Ryan Ritter. Here it is, and it's high. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner at second with one away. Third stolen base, by the way, for Jake Snyder. 4-1 our score here in the top of the eighth. The Grizzlies trying to end a 4-game skid. Here's the 2-2, and Ritter check swing, but he did go around, and he is a strikeout victim. First one now for Cherney. Second out of the inning. 10th overall strikeout for Stockton. And bring up the third baseman in Andy Perez. Perez 1-for-4, a double back in the first inning. He's also popped up, grounded out, and lined out. Stone a little bit of everything this evening. 4-1 our score. And here is the pitch from, and it's going to be a check instead, and Cherney went back initially in the headfirst dive by Mendez with no throw. The shortstop, Cook, got out of the way as Snyder got back there. It was actually not Mendez. It was Snyder back there on that. So two outs. Snyder takes his lead, and here's the pitch. And Perez takes a ball for, all right, called strike. And the count at 0-1. All righty there. That pitch looked outside right there from my point of view. It might have just nicked the corner. So the count at 0-1 as Perez fouls that pitch off. And the count quickly 0-2 to him. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Thursday night will be Star Wars night, I believe, here at the ballpark for Stockton. It is May the 4th. Here comes the 0-2. And that is outside. And the count now at 1-2. And they actually did say that Perez went around. I don't know if I agree, and I don't know if Perez does either. But that ends the eighth inning. The Grizzlies still lead. We'll be back for Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Yeah! Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the eighth, the Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 4-1. New pitcher for Fresno is the left-hander Gabriel Rodriguez. And the first pitch strike, and now a pitch high to Colby Thomas. The count at 1-1 from the left-hander Gabriel Rodriguez. Wears number 18 on the back of his gray jersey, 6'1", 193 pounds for the 24-year-old. Here's the pitch. There's a line drive to deep left field. That ball is going to get down. There's going to be extra bases for Thomas. He rounds first. He'll head to second. It's a stand-up double for Colby Thomas to lead off the inning. And just like that, the Ports have their leadoff man on. Eighth hit now for Stockton. He'll bring up the first baseman, Tommy Stevenson. Gabriel Rodriguez, as we said, 24 years old, already celebrated a birthday this season. He's from Bayamon, Puerto Rico. He was initially drafted by the Atlanta Braves, but then was taken by the Rockies in the Rule 5 draft in 2021, a first-round Rule 5 draft pick, sixth overall. So Rodriguez now in the bump for Bryce McGowan, who worked a scoreless seventh inning, allowed one hit and one walk. He also hit a batter and struck out one. But McGowan does not give up a run and now gives the ball to Gabriel Rodriguez, another returner in the Grizzlies' pen. For Rodriguez, a 1-0 record, a 1.17 ERA, no saves. A Miami-Dade College product. Here's the 0-1, and that pitch is low, and the count at 1-1. Was drafted in the 31st round by the Braves, picked 922 in 2018. So he enters his sixth professional season, but only the second with the Rockies, in his second straight year here with Fresno. Here's the 1-1, and it is inside, and the count at 2-1. And Rodriguez, a big left-hander, great arm as well. The fastball will hit up into the mid-90s. As the last pitch was at 95. Here's the pitch, and there goes the runner. The throw from Huff, it is going to be not in time. A stolen base for Colby Thomas. And now a runner at third with nobody down for Stevenson. Count 2-2. Gabriel Rodriguez, though, on the season, has been very popular out of the bullpen. This is his seventh game out of the pen. He has a 1-0 record, a 1.17 ERA. He has struck out 11 over 7 2/3. Here's the 2-2, and that ball's in the dirt. Good stop there from Huff on the one bouncer. The count now full, 3-2. And Rodriguez, a very interesting story, was an outfielder when initially drafted out of high school by the Minnesota Twins. And because of how well he threw the ball from the outfield, was drafted as a pitcher. So still a work in progress. That pitch will go to the backstop, and this will score a run. It's a walk to Stevenson, and Colby Thomas scores from third. So it's a walk, and a run will come in. It's now 4-2. Now here comes the second baseman, Brennan Malone. Runner at first, nobody down, and I believe that's going to be considered a wild pitch. I believe it could be a pass ball. I think I'm going to go with a wild pitch. That's my initial guess, as that pitch is outside. The count of 1-0. I'm no official score. Again, it's just what I see. It's first look. I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong. The count is 1-0 to Brennan Malone. Here's the pitch, and it's high. And the count now at 2-0. So Colby Thomas double, and then stole third, and then he scored on that play. So 4-2 is now a mound visit from pitching coach Mark Brewer. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. It's Gabriel Rodriguez. We'll talk with Mark Brewer. And Mark Brewer is fluent in Spanish and English, and so is Rodriguez as well. So this conversation could be a mix of both Spanish and English for the infielders as well. Runner at first, a time run, and Malone at the plate. The Grizzlies lead 4-2. And it is a wild pitch. All right, I got it right. So it is a wild pitch to Colby Thomas, and that's how he scores. Only the second run for Stockton. As Rodriguez looks to get out of this little jam that he has created for himself here in the eighth. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez, and it is inside for a ball. And the count now, 3-0 to Rodriguez. Right-hander's hitting 143 against him so far this year. Very tough to hit. Good fastball. Not a lot of control from Rodriguez. And now it's a walk. And now the tying run heads to first. Back-to-back walks now for Malone, or for Rodriguez, as Malone gets to first. So Malone at first, Stevenson at second. Nobody out. And here's the center fielder, Henry Bolte. And Bolte is 2-for-3, a double and a single against Gabriel Rodriguez. And now here comes Steve Solis, and I think that's it for Rodriguez, who just did not have it this evening. And it will be a new pitcher for Fresno. We'll tell you all about the new pitcher. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. We'll be back.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding.
So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're still in the bottom of the eighth inning. A new pitcher for Fresno is the right-hander, Zach Agnos, who will take over for Gabriel Rodriguez. So Rodriguez, his line is not done yet, but no outs recorded for him. He did walk two, and he allowed one hit and one run so far. So the Grizzlies will go to the closer, and Zach Agnos will try to work maybe two innings of work here. Runners at first and second with nobody down. For Agnos, this is his ninth game out of the Fresno pen. No record, a 2.35 ERA. The team is 7-1 when he pitches. He has 5 out of 6 in save opportunities. He has struck out 9 over 7 2/3 innings this year. 0.78 whip. Agnos is 6 feet, 210 pounds. He is 22 years old. Now, technically, Reston, Virginia is where he was born, but he says, and his family says, it's Haymarket, Virginia. So I don't know what's exactly correct. I mean, same little area. A 10th round draft pick in 2022 out of East Carolina. As the right-hander will take on Henry Bolte, and here's the pitch, and it's flown foul. The count at 0-1. That's a big arm right there from Agnos, 94 on the gun. The 10th round draft pick out of East Carolina, born on August 15th, 2000, Zach Agnos. He's been very good out of the pen. Here comes the 0-1, and it's a breaking ball outside, and the count at 1-1. Speaking of good pitchers, it is a birthday today for Fresno. It's the right-hander Carlos Torres, only the second Fresno player to celebrate a birthday during the regular season. Here comes the pitch, and it is just high in the count at 2-1 from Agnos. So Carlos Torres is 22 years old today. Happy birthday to Torres. I hope you got a chance to talk to his family that are back in Puerto Rico. So Torres celebrates his 22nd birthday. The other one that celebrated birthday was Rodriguez, who just finished pitching. Now the count at 3-1, that pitch is high, as Henry Bolte looking to get on base here. As the count is 3-1, and Agnos, what does he throw here to Bolte? Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball low, and the bases are loaded. No outs here in the eighth inning. A third straight walk for Fresno pitching. Coming in, they had 0 walks from starter Blake Adams, and now 4 walks by the bullpen. Bases loaded. Nobody down for the catcher, Jose Mujica. 4-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning, and we'll see what the Grizzlies can do here. They'll still concede the run if they can try to turn two. Here's the pitch from Agnos. It's a breaking ball, and it is high in the count at 1-0. I don't know exactly where that ball missed. It's the count at 1-0. Here's the next pitch from Agnos, and it's a ground ball foul in the count at 1-1. Mujica is 0-3. Is this game another barn burner here against Stockton? The Grizzlies looking to end their four-game skid, while Stockton looking for back-to-back wins against Fresno and looking for their fourth win ever here at Banner Island Ballpark against these Grizzlies. Here's the 1-1, and that's a high fly ball out to center field. It's now the right fielder and Andrews Jr. making the catch. This will score a run. It's now 4-3. So Stevenson scores. Up to third goes Malone. The runner at first, Bolte, does not advance. It's a sacrifice fly to right field. It's an RBI for Mujica. Run does score. That run will be counted towards Gabriel Rodriguez. So runners at the corners with one out for TJ Schofield, Sam. And the tying run is at third base. 4-3 now. As we have another crazy close game. Here's the pitch from Agnos, and it's outside in the count at 1-0. And again, 3 walks this inning, a double and 3 walks the difference. The Grizzlies just need to throw strikes. Plain and simple, Blake Adams did so for 6 innings. Here's the 1-0, and that is low in the count at 2-0. 86 on that pitch from Agnos, who has a plethora of pitches. He throws a fastball, a slider, and a split. That looked like the splitter from Agnos. He's looking for a possible ground ball double play. Here's the pitch, and it's that ground ball. Mendez, it gets the center field, a base hit. This game is tied. Up to third goes Bolte, and now we are tied at four here in the eighth. He got the ground ball, but Mendez couldn't secure it. Bolte to third. It's an RBI single for TJ Schofield. Sam, and we are tied. So that scores the third run, and that will end Rodriguez's evening. He allowed all three runs. One out still, runners at the corners for BJ Cook, and all of a sudden, Stockton has tied this game at four. Unbelievable. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. The throw is no throw, and Schofield Sam steals second base. Second and third now with one out, and man, what do they do here? Nobody was covering second base. Now the infield comes in here. As here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball, and it's in there for a strike, and the count at 0-2. And Stockton has now scored three runs in the eighth to tie this game up at four. Here comes the 0-2 from Agnos to Cook. And it's outside, and that ball gets away, and the Ports have a 5-4 lead. Bolte scores on the wild pitch, and Stockton takes the lead. Schofield Sam up to third. And that run scores two wild pitches this inning, a sacrifice fly as well, and it's now 5-4 Stockton. Unbelievable. And it's a four-run eighth inning and another crooked inning here against Fresno as that is called strike three on the breaking ball. Cook's down on strikes. First strikeout for Agnos. Two outs now for Clark Elliott. So Fresno now will have Betancourt, Bougarin, and Huff in the ninth inning. 5-4 the score. The Grizzlies have lost two games against the Ports this year by a score of 5-4. Here comes the pitch, and it's a high fly ball foul. The count at 0-1 to Clark Elliott. Elliott has reached three times. He's 2-for-3 of a walk. And again, the Grizzlies just not throwing strikes this inning. That's the difference right now. Here's the 0-1. And it's high in the count at 1-1. 5-4 Stockton here in the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies, though, still have some life in them. As here comes the 1-1 from Agnos. And it's a high fly ball. That's going to drift into center field. And it'll be the center fielder in Bougarin to end the inning. The Grizzlies allow four runs here in the eighth inning. They head to the ninth, looking to tie things up. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night. And may the Force be with you.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. 5-4 Stockton leads here in the top of the ninth inning. A four-run eighth inning. And the new pitcher for Stockton is the right-hander Dallas Woolfolk, who last night finished up the game, and he will look for the save this evening. Charlie Cherney was fantastic for Stockton. 1 2/3 scoreless innings. Walked one, struck out two, and now we'll bring up Dallas Woolfolk, and he will take on Bryant Betancourt, Jesus Bugarin, and Cody Huff. So Betancourt will lead things off. Here in the ninth, here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball straight to the first baseman, fielded by Stevenson, over to Woolfolk covering, 3-1 on the put out. And the Grizzlies down to two outs now. If the Grizzlies lose tonight, they will head their losing streak to 5 games. They will lose for just the 4th time here at Banner Island Ballpark, and now would go 0-2 this season. They will be 4-4 against Stockton, and 4 of Stockton's 5 wins would come against Fresno. As the pitch to Bugarin's fouled off, and the count at 0-1. Woolfolk, 6'2", 238 pounds from Olive Branch, Mississippi. A big right-hander in Woolfolk. Here's the pitch, and Bugarin fouls it off, and the count at 0-2. If you have a guy you trust, you go to him, and Woolfolk was really good last night. Bugarin, though, 2-for-4. He has 2 RBIs. As here comes the 0-2. And it's called strike 3 on the inner part of the plate. Bugarin caught looking for the second out. Woolfolk let out a big run on that. And with 2 away is the catcher, Cody Huff. And he's the last chance for Fresno. Huff has reached base twice. A single back in the 7th and a walk in the 4th. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Here's the pitch. And it is a ball. And the count of 1-1, no strikes. Parker Kelly waits on deck. We'll see if Huff can get on base. And so Grizzlies are down to their final out. Here's the pitch. And it's a breaking ball high. And the count at 2-0. Huff, good eye so far. As the Grizzlies trail 5-4. Here's the 2-0. And it's outside, ball 3. As Huff, good eye there. Parker Kelly waits on deck. Kelly has reached 3 times, so Huff going to try to get to him. 3-0, does he have the green light? He does not. It's a called strike. The count at 3-1. I wouldn't give him a green light either. Grizzlies down to their final out here in the ninth. As here comes the 3-1, and it's a high fly ball foul, and the Grizzlies are down to their final strike. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the ninth. The Grizzlies trying to make something happen here as Parker Kelly waits on deck. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, Woolfolk. And it's a ground ball to the third baseman. Schofield, Sam over to first. And the Stockton Ports have won again by a final of 5-4. The Ports beat the Grizzlies again. The Grizzlies losing streaks at 5 games. And we'll be back for the postgame show right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota, A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark, and your Fresno Grizzlies fall again tonight to the Stockton Ports by a score of 5-4. It's the third time this year that Stockton has beaten Fresno 5-4. So the Grizzlies lose once again. Fresno has now lost 5 in a row. They have given Stockton 4 of their 5 wins this year. They have split the first 8 games against Stockton this year. The Grizzlies coming into this series was 22-2 at Banner Island Ballpark. They are now 0-2 this year, so 22-4. Fresno are now 11-12, and they don't make up any ground in the California League Northern Southern Division's Modesto wins tonight. So Fresno now 4 games back. Final lines, Fresno 4 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 11 runners on. Stockton 5 runs on 9 hits, no errors. They left 8 runners on. The winning pitcher is Charlie Cherney. He is 1-0. The loss is actually going to go to Zach Agnos. Online right now says Gabriel Rodriguez. That's not right. Agnos gave up the go-ahead run, so he's 0-1. The save to Dallas Wolfolk, his second. Time of the game, 2 hours and 34 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,603. And you know, you sit here and you call a lot of games and you see a lot of action. For Fresno, another crooked inning, the difference maker tonight. Fresno gave up 4 runs in the 8th inning off of a double, 3 walks, a single, 2 runs scored off of wild pitches, and a sacrifice fly, and an RBI single from TJ Schofield Sam as well. The Grizzlies bullpen, really good month of April. A very tough month of May so far. They pick up another loss tonight. So the Grizzlies lose 5-4. Fresno took the lead, though. They scored 2 runs in the 5th inning on an two RBI single from Jesus Bugarin. They added another 2 runs in the 7th inning off of Parker Kelly's 2 RBI single. They led at one point 4-1. Stockton scored their run in the 6th inning off of Brian Buelva's RBI single, but a 4-run 8th inning. Stockton wins 5-4. Fresno got another outstanding start from Blake Adams. 6 innings of 1-run baseball. He allowed 6 hits, not walking a batter. Struck out 9. Adams, a tough no decision tonight. He pitched as good as Fresno could have had, but Fresno's losing streak now at 5 games. Bryce McGowan, a scoreless 7th inning. Gabriel Rodriguez did not get an out tonight. He gave up 3 runs, did not record an out. Zach Agnos gave up a run as well. He pitched the 8th inning after Rodriguez couldn't get out of his little jam. For Stockton, Jake Fenix had 3 1/3 scoreless innings. Aaron Cohn, 2/3 of scoreless work. He walked 2 batters as well. Jose DiCoche allowed 4 runs over 2 1/3. Charlie Cherney, 1 2/3 of no run baseball. He got the win. Dallas Wolfolk, the save. He had a scoreless 9th inning. The Grizzlies have now lost 5 straight. And the numbers came in. They weren't lying. The Grizzlies should have won some games, but another tough loss tonight for Fresno. So they fall by a score of 5-4. That brings us to tomorrow in Fresno. Hopefully the force will be strong with them tomorrow, May the 4th. Star Wars. I don't know if it was Star Wars night here at Stockton. Maybe they're doing it on Friday, but today or tomorrow is May the 4th, and the Star Wars geek left-hander Michael Persecki gets the ball for Fresno, a 2-0 record, a 1.93 ERA. He'll be challenged by Stockton right-hander Jake Garland, 0-2, a 2.21 ERA. Garland has not gotten run support, but Garland, in his last time against Fresno, had five scoreless innings of work. So Garland gets the ball against Persecki. Should be a great pitching matchup for tomorrow with the left-hander Persecki, the right-hander Jake Garland. 7:05 p.m. Pacific time, first pitch. Our pregame show will be around 6:50. Michael Persecki, our starter. We had a pre-recorded interview with him. He will be our pregame guest for tomorrow's game. So Persecki and Garland tomorrow, 7:05 here from Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California, as the Grizzlies look to end their five-game skid. Right now, it's been really tough for Fresno. Tough sledding. They just can't hold on to a lead right now, but that's how the cookie crumbles early on in this season. Lots of baseball still to go, so make sure you come back to tune in for more Grizzlies baseball. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. Your Grizzlies fall tonight by a score of 5-4. The Ports now at 5-18. Your Grizzlies at 11-12. They have dropped five in a row. And again, thanks for tuning in tonight. Again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Have a great rest of your blessed Wednesday. Have a great blessed night. I'm Stephen Rice, signing off for Grizzlies baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.